Mom had always said that the police took David away. I wasn't aware of it at the time, but the reality of it was that the school started the whole process of removing him from the house. They were the ones who finally stood up and said, "Enough is enough." Since I had no idea of that reality at the time, I had little faith in the numerous trips I was required to take down to the principal's office. If I had been given the slightest clue that they really did care, and that they had the power to help, I would have told them everything. Since they already had the police and the state social services involved, I should have been able to expect help. But it never came. The state, in all its wisdom, took only one of five boys from the home. To this day, some 30 years later, I have no idea why only one boy was taken. Did they really think that a parent who was cruel and evil, one who has tried multiple times to kill her own kids, would select only one child to abuse? Did they think that someone so twisted and sick would be able to stop the lifestyle of abuse and mayhem? They took only one and left the rest of us to suffer. The elementary school was about a 45-minute walk from the house and was divided into wings. Each wing was dedicated to certain grades. The kindergarten area was closest to the office and library. By the time I was in second grade and David had just been taken away, I was already labeled as an easy target. I guess it was from my ability to hold my emotions inside and simply take whatever was handed out to me. The early bell rings. It is the one that signals...